but because they tell us that dragons can be defeated. Winter started today. The sky turned grey and the snow began to fall, and it did not stop falling until well after dark. I sat in the darkness and watched the snow falling, and the flakes glistened and glimmered as they spun into the light and out again, and I wondered about where stories came from. This is the kind of thing that you wonder about when you make things up for a living. I remain unconvinced that it is the kind of activity that is a fit occupation for an adult, but it's too late now. I seem to have a career that I enjoy which doesn't involve getting up too early in the morning. When I was a child, adults would tell me not to make things up, warning me of what would happen if I did. As far as I can tell so far, it seems to involve lots of foreign travel and not having to get up too early in the morning. Most of the stories in this book were written to entertain the various editors who had asked me for tales for specific anthologies. It's for an anthology of stories about the Holy Grail, about sex, of fairy stories retold for adults, about sex and horror, of revenge stories, about superstition, about more sex. A few of them were written to amuse myself, or more precisely,